There was a big bit of news today, which we knew this was coming. We just didn't know which way it was going to break. And here it is. This is big for the scene. This could have very big ramifications for the scene. This is the news that there's the... Okay, ESL do this thing, which is the annual club incentive. This is a brand new thing that sort of came in post-Louvre agreement when Valve broke up all of the franchise leagues. What ESL did, just to say fuck you to Valve, is they essentially remade the Louvre agreement, but just as a nebulous agreement where they were going to, instead of you coming and instead of them paying you a cut of a franchise for being in the league and having exclusivity, etc., they instead are just going to pay you to attend their tournaments. And companies like PGL said, we're not going to do that. We're going to give you the prize money. If you want to take 50% out, you explain that to the players. And PGL had to change that stance, even though that is morally, in my opinion, the correct stance. I can't understand why players have allowed 50% of their prize money to disappear. It's the most mind-boggling thing I've ever seen in esports, that there isn't a union, there isn't a player. No one has spoke up about how, this is essentially what it is. It's robbery. It's fucking robbery. If I have a $1.25 million prize, players earn that prize pool. If I cut that down to 600,000, you're getting a share of 600,000. The 600,000 being given to the orgs for operational costs. You're a business. Find your operational costs. Or if you can't afford a CS team, then maybe you don't pay the 50 grand a month salary. And so all this has done is deferred fixing the Counter-Strike economy. But ESL just wanted to win because that's all ESL want to do. They don't give a fuck about the ecosystem as long as they're the last one standing. They'd kill every other org from grassroots upwards as long as they're the only ones that get to have a fucking slice of any pie. They want the whole pie. They've always been like that. And so anyway, they said they created this rule, even though it's meant to be this lovely, fluffy agreement, that if you skipped out on too many ESL events, you would forfeit this money. Now, I'm sure you noticed what PGL did was, PGL, obviously, they're like, okay, if we're in a war, let's go to fucking war. And PGL started reducing media hours for teams that attended. And by the way, to full disclosure, yes, Richard works as a freelancer for PGL. Okay, right, we'll get that out of the way. So take anything I said with a pinch of salt, assume bias, whatever you want to do. They cut down on the media hours. They allowed more staff to travel. They were paying for more staff. They were putting them up in hotels and providing practice rooms at the facilities. They started paying out more money for attendance, an increased amount of share for both players and orgs. And they did all of this to say, come to our events, we treat you better. Now, if we had more money, doesn't this make sense? And still, ESL's strongest soldiers, you know who they are, decide we're going to go to these other events that don't have as much. Who knows why that could be? You figure it out. But anyway, Spirit went to Astana, and this was a big deal. This was representative of an organization that is in this agreement with ESL, saying we want to go to a place where our fans are, we want to go to a market where our crowd is, we want to win an event where actually we're going to get more money. And Spirit had already ducked out on some events in the past, and as a result, they have now forfeited 420,000 blaze it YOLO, weed, MLG horns, 420 grand in their annual club incentive money. It's gone.
What?
It's gone. It's all gone.
And this is the first time we've seen anything like this. ESL, this is the report, because they did the announcement first and then HLTV went into it. And it's ESL have confirmed that Spirit have forfeited their share of the 2026 annual club incentive after exceeding the allowed number of tournament declines during the 25-26 period. Spirit were tied with Furia for the first place in the ACI ranking with after IEM Rio with a projected share of $420,550. Instead of going to Atlanta, the Russian team attended PGL Astana, earning $512,000. Split equally between team and club share by finishing first. It was Spirit's third decline of an ESL tournament invite during the 2025-26 period, having previously skipped IEM Melbourne and IEM Dallas. And in case you don't know, IEM Melbourne, you have to fly halfway around the world to compete for a $300,000 prize pool, I think it is. And IEM Dallas, you have to go to all the trouble of trying to get visas to get into America when you're Russian or Eastern European. And also you're competing for $300,000, right? These are the smaller events. So instead, Spirit elected to, you know, go to others that made more financial sense. And ESL have penalized them for it because, again, this apparently is something that you're allowed to do these days. I don't understand it. I don't understand how we get to this point. Sure, I guess if you've entered into an agreement where that's explicitly stated, don't enter into those agreements. Don't enter into secret, ha-ha, fuck you, Valve agreements and things like this won't happen. But it still upsets me. It still upsets me because ultimately they have contributed to the ESL tour. And everybody wants to see Spirit play. Everyone wants to see Donk play. Donk is arguably the most famous player on planet Earth right now. Every time they turn up, they get viewership. Everyone, you know, your events have benefited from them, and you're essentially punishing a partner because they've took an event that makes travel sense and financial sense to them, and it's non-negotiable. It says here, as a result of that, Spirit are not eligible to re-enter into the ACI program now for the rest of the year. So any money they could earn from the club incentive program of ESL is gone. They're not entitled to any of it, whether they attend or not. Now, whether this makes Spirit want to prioritize PGL events, I would imagine it would. But any time that there's any clashes like that, probably, you know, if a PGL is too close to an ESL event, well, why wouldn't Spirit say fuck it and just go to the PGL event? Irrespective of who's there or how big it is, you know? You can see here it says, under normal circumstances, teams may decline up to 3 invites in a 2-year period, provided they do not skip more than 2 tournaments in a single calendar year. However, if an EFG tournament has been promoted to a major, which is the case of IEM Cologne 2026, the maximum number of declines during that period is only 2. So once again, the fact that Cologne ended up being a major also ended up hindering Spirit. However, any tournament declines this year will count towards 2027. Now, there's also another interesting thing, and I don't know. ESL need to clarify this because they didn't say so in the statement they put out. So this is the overall standing of like average viewership and the IEM Atlanta, for Atlanta. And you can see the BC Game Esports games, even though they were fucking terrible, had the highest average standings because that's the simple effect. I mean, to be above Vitality is kind of an interesting thing in and of itself. But look, following the decision to skip IEM Atlanta, Team Spirit has recorded 3 tournament declines during the 2025-26 period, having previously skipped Melbourne and Dallas. Under the ecosystem agreement, this triggers forfeiture of their 26 annual club incentive. The relevant rule states, right, if the team exceeds the allowed number of tournament declines permitted under Clause 4A, of this agreement, the team shall forfeit its annual club incentive for the calendar year in which the declines occurred. To the extent that the points accumulated prior to such date are enough to award the team a share of the annual club incentive, then such amounts shall not be reabsorbed into the annual club incentive and so will not be distributed to any other teams otherwise. And so, my understanding of reading that rule and my understanding of the ruling back in the ye olden days of the fucking Louvre agreement and Lanxess agreement and all this other stuff, it was if you've ever had to forfeit your prize money, your share, it went to all the other teams. But in this case, it isn't. So that means that the $420,000 isn't getting reabsorbed by the other teams that have adhered and stuck to the annual club incentive. It is just going back to ESL. And again, if I'm wrong about that, I hope ESL can clarify or somebody can correct me, or by the time this goes up on YouTube, we have a better understanding of it. Because that is crazy. That's just like 420 grand, just like, gives me that. I'll just be having that back, I guess. And that isn't how it used to work back in the Again, my understanding is that isn't how he used to work back in the franchise league days. This is also not only fucking over Spirit. This is like fucking over all the other teams who were like, well, shouldn't we get it? We adhered. We turned up. We honored all of our commitments. Shouldn't we get that money too? And ESL says, no. Incredibly, the rules are that because of the specific way Spirit have done it, we just got to keep the cash. Sorry. So I'm staggered by this. I mean, just like absolutely, it seems to be everyone's like losing with this particular thing. And I've got to say, the ramifications for this, they're interesting. We know all these TOs are at war, and we know 2027 is getting ridiculous. Blast and PGL are essentially going head-to-head to compete for the calendar. That's what's happening. I mean, you can go look it up yourself. Events overlapping, rubbing up too close against each other on different parts of the world, and ESL kind of in the middle, and the only one they're actually going to challenge, well, the one they usually challenge is PGL. It's going to be an unbelievably tough calendar. Already lots of talent are going to have to make decisions. Do you want to work Blast events or do you want to work PGL events? And there's going to be, you're going to see some people have to go with one over the other just because logistically they couldn't do them all. And the same for the teams. And so when ESL do things like this, irrespective, by the way, of whether it's contracted or not, this is bad. Like, Spirit will be pissed off about this. There's no doubt about that. And it's going to stick in their craw. And Spirit are then now going to go on in 26 and 27. And they've got to decide, well, which tournaments do we want to prioritize? And as you can see, I mean, they're not going to have a warm, fuzzy feeling about ESL right now. And funnily enough, neither are any of the other teams that thought, well, Spirit's loss is our game, right? Wrong. No, it's ESL's game. ESL are just saying, that cash, we're keeping it. Sorry. So that's crazy. And again, these are the type of things. I know we've all got other things to think about. The majors here. I'm not trying to stir up any drama ahead of the majors. You know, it's Counter-Strike Christmas. Just fucking 3 weeks of deep, deep joy watching week one of the major spiral into whatever the fuck's going on in the cathedral of Counter-Strike. I can't wait, right? But this is something that needs to be looked at as well, because these incentives have been put in to create this needless friction. And now it's like, oh, well, we're gonna keep that money and we're not gonna share it, actually. It's like, it's just so fucking whack that ESL have made this the norm, and then they're creating all of these like little clauses that they can sort of exploit. Just have your fucking agreement that people are gonna turn up, and if they attend an event, they earn points, and if they earn points, they get a share. Just do that. There's no need for penalties. The penalties are punitive because they want you to prioritize them over everybody else in the ecosystem. But that's not viable right now for, like, Russian teams, is it? That's not viable when parts of the world you can't get into. Or it's just an unbelievable flight. Like, what, I have to go fucking, what was it, like, Serbia to fucking Melbourne? Like, I'm good, bro. Like, let me just go to the PGL event in Bucharest where I can be there in 8 hours on a fucking train if I wanted to. Just let me do that. Why won't you let me do that? And then players are like, oh, we got burnout and the travel schedule sucks and everyone's depressed because they can't see their family. It's like, it's getting really stupid, guys. We're overloading the calendar to such a ridiculous degree, and then we're penalizing people for making choices that make sense for them. None of this goes to a good place, guys. And 27 is going to be tough. 27 is going to be a rough one for lovers of Counter-Strike. Tournaments are going to not have all of the best teams there, whoever the best teams are by 2027, by the way, because Vitality Era could have dropped off by Singapore, who knows. So not all the best teams are going to be at the big events. Not all the best talent is going to be at the big event in one place. And, like, and people are going to get financially penalized for making tough decisions, both teams and talent. So you all need to keep an eye on this. It's very interesting. I mean, you know, it's not going to a good place. This is the start of something big, in my opinion. This is almost like the first... yeah, this is the assassination of Franz Ferdinand in the great TO battle for 2027. Remember where you were when this happened.